We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Tes Omer Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Mem Tes Omer Aleph. We're middle of a Mishnah, the Mishnah of the beginning of this parak. Zok the Mishnah, Omer L'Shoyel Hechon Shoyer. You go over to Hashem and says, where's my Shoyer? Omer Loi, he says to him, on top of Omer Beis, Meis, it died. Now, if he says it dies, he's Chayev, by the way. And he said it died. Okay, I'm going to pay. Vahu, and the truth was, it didn't die. Shenishbar, Nishbar, Nignav, Avad, it got broken, or it got captured, or stolen, or lost. Same thing if the guy says Nishbar, the Shoyel says Nishbar, and Vahu Shemeza, Nishbar, Nignav, Avad. Or he says Nishbar, got captured, Vahu Shemeza, Nishbar, Nignav, Avad. It wasn't true, it had something else happened. Nignav, he said it was stolen, Vahu Shemeza, Nishbar, Nishbar, Avad. Avad, he says it was lost. Vahu Shemeza, Nishbar, Nishbar, Nignav. Either way, Mashbiach, and he makes me a shuva of Amar Amen. He says, yes, Potter is part of a shuva of Apakadon, a carbon shuva of Apakadon. Why? Because he's asking his chayiv. He never denied his chayiv. He just said, this happened, another thing happened. That's all. It was a lie. And we'll see in the Gemara, it could be a chayiv something for the shuva, but not shuva of Apakadon. Heichon Shoyri. Then you learn a different case with the shoyl. You say, where's my shor? I'm going to any day. I don't know. Ma'at Asach, I don't know what you're talking about. I never took a shor from you. But who, and it really, Shemes, and Nishbar, and Nishbar, Nignav, and Nevad, Masbi Achani, Vama Amen. He says, yeah, it was, I don't know what you're talking about. And he makes a shua on that. Chayiv, here you're Chayiv. You know why? Because here he's trying to be Potter. Remember, really what happened was something that makes him Chayiv. And he's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I never took a shah from you. So in this case, Chayiv, by Hashem, Echinam, you're a Potter, because there, you attack a Potter anyway. But here, you're Chayiv. And by saying you don't know what's going on, is a regular case of denying payment, and therefore you're Chayiv, a carbon shua, Sabakadim. So that's the story with Shoyel. Now we'll move on to Seicher and Noisy Sacher, Shem Sacher and Seicher, which our Mishnah puts together. They're both Chayiv for Gneva Va'aveda and Potter for Einsim, which is Nishba and Meis. So Omer L'Noisy Sacher V'HaSeicher, Heichon Shoyer, where is my Shor? Omalei, Meis, it died, it's Einis. And Vahu, and the truth is what happened, Shenishba and Nishba. It broke or got captured. Nishbar, he says it broke, whatever, this is type of oinus. Who should make a nishba? He says it died or got captured. Nishba, who should make a nishba? Similarly, in a case where he's, in those cases, he was potter himself and anyway was potter. Here's a case where he was chayiv himself and anyway was chayiv. Nignav, he says it was stolen, which makes him chayiv, who should have got lost. Avad, who should nignav? Masbiachni, main potter. Loch is, you are potter. Both those cases are potter. Why? Because you didn't change anything with your shvua. Either way, you would have been chayiv, or either way, you would have been potter. But if the case like this, meis or nishba or nishba, it really, he tainis, it died, or it got captured, it was oinis. He tainis oinis. Vahu, and the truth is, shenigna va'ovat. Mas biach, and he make a keshuv on my main. And you chayiv. You know why you chayiv? Because here, you're trying to pat yourself, and it's a lie. What about the opposite case? This is stam tipshus. Ovat and nignav, he tainis, it was stolen or lost. And he makes a shua on that. And because of that, he's a chayiv himself. And the truth is, he was potter. Who shemeis and nishba and nishba? Mashbiach and ivama amen? Potter. The halach is, they're your potter because your shua did not help you anything. It just made it worse. It made you chayiv. So zah klal, that's the klal. Kol mashana mechayiva lechayiva. If you change, you make a shua from chayiva to chayiva, from chayiv to chayiva, from potter to pudur. Umar ptur lechayiva. Even from ptur lechayiva, potter. You're potter from the carbon shua sabakadeh. If you go, you really chayiv. And because you're sure you pat yourself, so we have a few cases in our Mishnah like that. One case was by the case of Shoyel, and one case was by the case of Shem Yisachar. In this case, Taka chayiv. And Zeh Klal, the same thing over. Call Nishba lahokal atzmai chayiv. Lahakma atzmai potter. If you Nishba lahokal atzmai to pat yourself, you chayiv. Lahakma atzmai, then you are potter. Someone agar is the last line. But it's a good rule for us to remember because it keeps teaching us the Mishnah again. The same idea that Kol Nishba L'Hakol Alatzmai Chayiv Lach Maatzei Potter. That is our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah starts off with there are four Shemim: Shemim Chinam, Shoyel, Shemim Sacher, and Seicher. Man Tana Abba Shemim. Who is the Tana holds? There are four Shemim. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Avu, Ramehi. It's going good to Ramehi. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Mi Ika Tana Lissa the Abba Shemim. What if someone does not hold the four Shemim? Everyone holds the four Shemim. It's Pesukim in the Torah. So, well, of course, there's four Shemim. Amalei Hak Kamini Loch. This is what I mean to say. Man Tana, who is the Tana holds? The Amma Seicher is Kenoisi Sacha, Dami. There's a Machloikis if a renter has the din of a Shemim Sacha or a Shemim Chinam. Says, who's the man the Amma holds, like our Mishnah, that Seicher is Kenoisi Sacha, Dami? Amma Rabba Avu, or Ramei, it's Ramei. Great thing, Gemara. We have in a Mishnah where Ramei says the opposite, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, some of the girls, the Tanya. Soicha Ketza Meshalem, how does a Soicha pay? Ramei Oyem Kashem Echinam. Rabbi Huda Oyem Kashem Echinam. So you see, Ramei is a Shem Echinam, so our Mishnah is not Ramei. So Achtimara, Rabba Bavu Ipchotani, he had the Girsa in the Mishnah, the opposite. He had the Girsa was that Rabbi Meir is the one who says Shem Esacha, and therefore he says, who is our Tanavar Mishnah? Tanavar Mishnah is Ramei. Vreti Gemara, Hani, this question has nothing to do with the Gemara before, but it's not a question. Hani Arba'ava, Shloishava, it's only three different halachas. What do you mean that there's four shomrim? There's only three shomrim. Only three halachas. So the Gemara or Nach Mayitzchok, this kash is either way. If you hold seichas like shomrim sach, or like shemichinim, it's only three. Rav Nach Mayitzchok, Abba shomrim, the name shloisha. There are four shomrim. The dinim are three. The dinim are three, but there are four shomrim. There actually is an afkamina between a seicha and a seisacha. There is an afkamina. The afkamina would be if mesa machmas malacha. Actually, it's an afkamina because by a seicha you're allowed to use it. So there's a ptur mesa malacha. Shomrim sach is not allowed to use it. He's not having tour. If he uses it, he's chayav grad. It's shloach yad. This is an afkamina, but lemaisa, it's not part of the hilchos shmira. So therefore, it's not considered. It's only the neyem shloisha. Zot the gemara vayit. Amal l'shem echinam heichem shayri. The master mishnah said amal lechem ashok amal shaymer heichem shayri amal yedem asach. Remember all the things in the mishnah. So we had a klal in the mishnah that if someone makes a shua, and even though it's not true, he does not bring a carbon shuas of a carbon. Why? Because he didn't gain anything. He says, bring that asham. Why not? Because he didn't gain anything from a shua. Omar Rav, the kulam peturim shua shaymrim, the old part of shua shaymrim, the chayav mishum shuas bitu. But they are chayav mishum shuas bitu. We're going to tie together the end of the mesachta to the beginning of the mesachta, that back to shuas bitu. Shuas bitu means where someone makes a shua and it's not true. And if it's vanilla, there it can't be amazed. He makes a mistake, and he thought that you're not chayav a carbon. And the halach is you're chayav a carbon oil of a yerid on shuas bitur. So zokt rav pashut over here, the guy made a false shua. So just like you say, I didn't eat yesterday or ate yesterday, chayav a shua, you chayav a carbon for that. Here also you chayav for carbon shuas bitur, which is which carbon? Carbon oil of a yerid. Shmuel Amar Af Turim Shmuel Shuas Bitu. You're part of Shuas Shvitu. What's Pshat on Shmuel? Her Rav sounds right, no? So the Gemara might come in. Shmuel Sava Lesa Balahaba. Rav Sava Isa Balahaba Hain. We had this before a little bit. That the pasuk is talking about Lahaba, and Kizeshava Levatev is Vesaim Lahara Lahaitiv is talking about Lahaba. So we say that even if you learn that there's a carbon Shuah. Shvuas bitu on l'sha'avar, but it has to be yeshloi b'la'aba, it has to be possible b'la'aba. Here, yomus lo yomus is impossible b'la'aba. Here, the handling, the behemoth died or not died, or it got captured or didn't get captured. There's no way you could arrange that it gets captured. There's no way you could arrange that it doesn't get captured, really. That's really what I heard here. Same thing with dying. There's no way you could guarantee a behemoth doesn't die. There's no such thing. It's like one of the three things that are for sure, right? You know, death is one of the things. I don't know what the other two are. Maybe taxes or something else. Like upon him, Lemaisa, this thing's for sure. No way you can make a shua. It's not going to die. In any case, Lemaisa, there's not bala haba. That's why Shmuel holds, they're not chayav a carbon shua, because not bala haba. Rav says, as long as bala vahein, la hara, or lehetiv, it has the two ways, this way and that way, that's enough for having a carbon shua bitu. That's enough. So that's the machlokes. Less of a lava, Rav Sava is a lava. Freitei Gemara, but Fliku beChazav already had this machlokes once. The Itmar, Shvua Shazarak Ploini Zarak Troliyam. We're talking about L'Sha'avar, what past tense? He said, you know what? I saw Ruvain throwing a Tror Layam. Tror Pash means a rock. I saw him throwing a rock into the water. Or Shvua Shloi Zarak. Or Shvua, I did not see that. So Rav Ama, and it was a lie. Rav Ama Chayi, Shmuel Ama Potter. Rav Amachai, this of Lavain. You can say it two ways. If he threw it, didn't throw. Shmuel Potter, the less of Lavain, because no way you can get someone to throw or not throw. It's not in your control. And there was less of Lavain. So the same Achoik is Vichayav Shuz Bitui. It could something less of Lavain. It doesn't have a future way of making the Shua. So then we have this Machoikis. So we already have Machoikis Rav Shmuel once. So why do we need it twice? So to Gemara, if we only had one of these machlekesim, we wouldn't know that the biar machlekes is less of balaba and lavehem. We didn't know that. Why? Tzricha. The Ashvin and Baha, if it just said the second machlekes, Baha kama Rav, that's what Rav says, that there is a shuas, a carbon shuas bitu. Why? Mishum the nafshei kemishtabe. because he swears himself without someone prompting him. And we'll see this psukim to that. Avahachta beidina, but the case of our Gemara, where Bezdin's making our Mishnah, where Bezdin's making make the Shua, Avahachta beidina mishtavale, ema moidle shmuel, meiz moidle shmuel, that there's no carbon shuas biter. Kidderab Ami. The Rav Omar Rav Ami calls Shua Shah Dayonim Ashbinoi. So any Shua that comes from Dayonim, Ein Chayov Molem Shuan Shuas Bitu. You're not Chayev Shuas Bitu on that. And we'll see Psharim Rav Ami momentarily. But if it just said the second Machloikas of Tzvar Liyam, we would think that when it comes to over here, Rav agrees. Because here, there's no carbon Shuas Bitu because you have Rav Ami. Vietra Baha, Baha Kama Shmuel. And I've just said the case over here, but us, this case, so you would see that Rav holds that you're chayiv, but Shmuel maybe is part of it because of Rav Ami, not because it's less of a la'aba. We think maybe because it's part of it here because Bezdin made him make a shmuel. That's a part of the shmuel. We don't know what la'aba. You don't know how about come a shmuel. Abahach, maybe by Zroik Tzrar Liyam, he threw something in the yam. Maybe might little rav. Maybe yichayev there shuas bitu. You don't need belahaba. So tzricha. Therefore, need two machlekesim, because you just had the machlekes of the Bezdin case. You think that's why Shmuel says potter, and we just had the case of that he was zorak tzar liyam. You would say that maybe rav agrees by the Bezdin case. So that's why we need both machlekesim, and this is what we know that both machlekesim are because of Shmuel holds less of Balahaba, and Rav says, since it has Lav Hain, that is sufficient to be Chayiv, a carbon on the Shua's Bitu. Gufa, Om Rav Ami, Kol Shua, Shadi Yonim, Mashbin Oysa, Ein Ba, Mashum Shua's Bitu. Any Shua that comes from Bezdin, there's no parasha of the carbon of Oil of Yerit on Shua's Bitu. Shunema, because it says in the Pasuk, Oy Nefesh, Kiseshova, Levate, Besvasayim, Loral Hetiv. And we darshan, what's lashon ki sishava? So oy nefesh shavas v'zayim me'atzmai. Ki sishava means me'atzmai. Ki darsh lakish, rosh lakish, ki meshamish ba'arv, ba'arv l'shaynes. Ki can mean either four things. E, dilma, elo, daha. Zog rashi. Ki darsh lakish. Zog rashi. V'hai ki sishava b'loshon e darshin elo. It's like if. Im tishba, if he swears. Dehainu me'atzmai. That he swears because he wants to. His own volition. Lo yishvuas dayanim. Shiva Karcha, not Shvuas Adiyonim, which is forcefully, which that's what says, E, learn from E. The Rav was Rav, or Agus or Rav Ami, Dorish Leib, Loshin Daha, Shaharei Sishova, Harvi Yishva Pibazdin, Balon Namik Siv Karmel Vyarid. Daha means that's how it is. And if that's how it is, you see, even by Bezdin's carbon, so that there's still a carbon oil of Vyarid. If you learn E, it means if, which means up to you. Now, the whole means because he's swearing, and because he's swearing, it sounds like Bezdin's doing it. So that's the Shaila. If Bezdin forces you to make a Shua, is there a parasha Shua's Bita? And the parak ends off with, we'll leave off the last few words, but we'll learn until there. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Kulam Peturim, Meshua's Shaimrim, Vechayim Shua's Bita. So Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rav. Rav said the chayv shuas bitui, and not Shmuel said not. So Rav Eliezer holds a grab. He says kulam paturim shuas shaymim. All of these in the Mishnah are part of shuas shaymim. The chayovim mishum shuas bitui, and a chayiv for a shuas bitui chutz me eni yedeya me at mahatasoch the shoyal v'gneva va'aveda. Chutz me yedeya mahatasoch the shoyal, and v'gneva aveda noisusacha shemesaycha. Those two cases are cases where Yechayev Taka, the Shuas Shoimim, the Shuas Hapakodim. The case of Shoyal was that really it dropped dead and Yechayev for that. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. So there, when the Mishnah says Chayev, it doesn't mean Shuas Bitu. It means Chayev for Shuas Hapakodim, which is the Osham. And same thing, Geneva Vedas Yisachar, really, there, but Geneva Vedas Yisachar, where there, he says, Nignav, and it was, by Geneva Vedas, there's no Yisachar, but Mishnah Yisachar. So there, his chayiv, the truth was that it was really stolen, and he said it was something else. So in such a case, his chayiv also. A case where it was really nignav, which makes him a chayiv, and he claimed it was an oynis. In such a case, you would be a part. Like we had the case in the Mishnah, it says, he said, meis oy nishbar oy nishbav, hucha nignav, oy over, mashbi achanim, oy chayiv, yechayiv. Those chiddushes that you hold a grav. he holds a grab. And the other part is in the Mishnah. Now, what he's saying is that he's saying a grab. Every time the Mishnah says potter, you really chayiv shuas biter. Maybe chayiv means shuas biter. Mishnah doesn't say it. Mishnah is chayiv. Maybe chayiv means shuas biter. Chayiv means osham. Ah, you're going to ask me, this will lead into this kasha, beautiful kasha from Rashi, right? Not chayiv shuas biter also, no. L'chara is only chayiv for this. Even though we'll speak out maybe a twice in a second, but l'chara, not chayiv also shuas biter, because you chayiv for this shuas. You can't be chayiv. We had it before. It's actually a good kasha. There's a Gemara before that says maybe she chayiv two. So, actually, talking about shuas the edus. As shuas the edus, the Gemara asks, maybe chayiv for shuas the edus and shuas habakot. And that's the Gemara asks over there. It's a way back. I think it's part of Shuas. So on Daf Chof Heyam Abayz, the Gemara just says maybe Chayev two. So Gemara says in the pasuk La Achas Ma'ela. You only Chayev two. That's what it says over there on the Gemara Daf Chof Heyam Abayz. But now, with the Frank Rashi, there's another case of Chayev Asham. You know where? By a Shemechinam, that the case where Shemechinam swears that it was lost, which makes him potter, and really he ate it. So Chayev Asham in that case, and also the case we said it was stolen. So why only these two cases? Zograsi Pasha, because the Mishnah says Chayiv Asham. It says the word Asham there. That's what. Here only says Chayiv. This answer is not for your kasha. Here it says Chayiv. You don't know if it's Asham. Therefore, that's what Rav Elazar is saying. That's a Chayiv Asham for the Shua Savakadon. And with that, Mazel Tov, for those who finished the Masechta, we have a few more words, which will save Miyat Hashem for the Siyam.